Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cord McCoy, professional bull rider, and you're listening to Bull Riding Fan Connection on Cutting Up Radio.
Hi, and good evening, and thanks for joining us at Bull Riding Fan Connection here, and we are presented by Ambush Leather. And you can learn more about Ambush Leather by visiting their website at ambushleather.com. And stay tuned each Wednesday here on Cutting Up Radio for more great Bull Riding Fan Connection interviews and headlines. Just want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. We're going to have Josh Barentine is going to be joining me live in a couple of minutes. He is one of the top CBR riders this year. He has been switching off and on the number one spot with Louis Blanco in the last several weeks, and right now he's just 200 points out of the number one spot. So we are going to have him join us in just a few minutes. But I want to remind everybody our call-in number is 347-637-3485. And remember, if you call in, if you want to talk and leave a message, just remember to press 1. And also, you can join us in the chat room. Just click on that direct link, and that will take you to the show, and just scroll down, and you can join in the chat room there, and you can post any questions or comments there. So we want to encourage you to join us there. Right now, we're just going to take a quick break and listen to Tim McGraw, Better Than I Used to Be. Continue to Cutting Up Radio to win tickets for the Brothers of the Sun Tour of Tim McGraw, Kenny Chesney, Grace Potter, and the Nocturnals, and Jake Owen, who are touring around the USA for the summer tour. Learn more about visiting KennyChesney.com.
I know how to hold a grudge. I can send a bridge up in smoke. And I can't count the people I've let down, the hearts I broke. You ain't gotta dig too deep if you wanna find some dirt on me. But I'm learning who you've been ain't who you've gotta be. It's gonna be an uphill climb. Oh, honey, I won't lie. I ain't no angel. I still got a few more dances with the devil. Pinned a lot of demons to the ground. Got a few old habits left, but there's still one or two I might need you to help me get. Standing in the rain so long, it's left me with a little rust. But put some faith in me and someday you'll see there's a diamond under all this dust. I ain't no with the devil, but I'm cleaning up my act little by little. I'm getting there. I can finally stand the man in the mirror I see. I ain't as good as I'm gonna get, but I'm better than I used to be. Thank you.
I'm Tuffy Edelman with Championship Bull Riding. Thanks for listening to Cutting Up Radio.
Welcome back to the Bull Riding Fan Connection Show, and you are listening to Tim McGraw, Better Than I Used to Be. And we have Josh Berentine on the line with us now. Josh, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How are y'all out there?
We're doing real good. Weather's been great, and just enjoying the summer and having some fun. Tell us a little bit of what you've been doing today.
It's been raining over here and stuff. Now that it ain't quit, mosquitoes are bad.
Well, that's not good. We haven't had, well, we had some rain a couple of, several days ago, but we've been pretty clear and sunshine the last couple of days.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, we just wanted to, you've had a great season so far. You're number two right now in the standings, and I know we were talking this last weekend that you and Luis Blanco has been switching back and forth in that number one spot. So just kind of catch everybody up on this season, and, what do you feel has happened this season that's brought you to where you are right now, where you're in this position to go for the title this year?
This year's been pretty good for me. At the beginning, it was real good. I rode at the first event, the first event coming in for me ever. So I rode both of my bulls there, and then coming out third, and it was pretty nice after that. Kind of like just laid back, but right before Tusk Bull Riding in Fort Worth, I got my ribs hurt. I got slammed in the dirt over there in Fort Worth on my first short round bull, and I got re-ride, and I got stomped on him, and it kind of went downhill after that for a couple of bull rides. And after I went to the Horizon Bull in Baytown, Uvalde, I rode both of my bulls at both events and ended up winning both of them. So it all turned back around after I got healed up. And last year, I rode two bulls over there. So I feel good now. I'm ready to finish it out strong.
Well, good. Well, being healthy is definitely an important part of this sport. And being stomped on is definitely something you want to try to avoid doing if possible.
Right.
Now, I know you're also going to some PRCA rodeos. How is that coming along this year?
It was on and off at their beginning, but I won a couple of rodeos and stuff. It's still slow, but I'm really just now getting to more rodeos because of all the bull ridings I've been going to. But I'm going to two this weekend, one in Weatherford, Texas, and one in Cleveland, Texas, so back to two, three a week, four, if I can. 4th of July is coming up, so I'll be gone for the end of June to at least all of July rodeoing.
Okay. Now, are you hitting the rodeo trail in trying to make the NFR at the end of the year? Okay.
That's my goal. I'm trying to get to NFR, too.
Okay. Well, I know we have a couple of callers on the line, and we're going to get to them in just a minute, so hold on there. But I just want to remind everybody, we had a contest this week. It was Guess the Rider on one of my photos, and the rider was Josh. And those that got the correct answer, you are going to go on a drawing, and Josh is going to pick out of that in a little bit. And I've got a CBR merchandise package that I'm going to be sending out to the winner. We had 9 people that had the correct answer that guessed that it was Josh. So we had several people recognize you there because I don't know if you saw it or not on my page or not, Josh, but it's you in the chute, and you can't see your heads down, so you only see the top of your hat, and I've got it in black and white, so they can't see the color of the shirt and stuff too much. But we had several people guess it right. So we'll do that in just a couple of minutes. But right now, let's go ahead and take a caller. We've got Ginger on line one.
All right.
Ginger, yes. Are you there?
Yes,
hi,
I'm
Ginger.
Here.
Hi, do you have something to say to Josh?
I want to know who is it that most supports you and your event. Who comes to watch more of your events than anyone?
What's that again?
Who is it that comes to support you and watches most of your events with you?
My little boy and my girlfriend. They would come more than anybody. They support me more.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's nice to have them with me. I ride a little bit more. I probably ride a lot better with them.
And that was all.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Ginger. We appreciate it. And we've got another caller on the line. Lacey is caller two. So, Lacey, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Lacey. We got Josh on the line. What you want to say to him?
I was wondering, have you ever drew a bull that had some kind of crazy name that might have interfered with, like, your mental state or concentration before a ride? Because something like Big Horny would really shake me up.
No, I haven't had any name like that scare me. Yeah. But if I did, that one probably would be the one that would scare me.
I know they have some pretty good names that are scary out there, I've noticed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good luck to you on your next ride.
Appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks a lot, Lacey. Well, Josh, just kind of adding a little bit to that. What's the most, if you can think of him, what's one of the most unusual names that you've heard of a bull?
Oh, unusual names.
Or one that you've liked a lot or something that just kind of sticks out in your mind.
The one that sticks out the most would probably be a little bull called London Brawl from Frontier Rodeo Company.
It's called what?
London Brawl.
London Brawl, okay.
Just a little bull from Frontier Rodeo Company that I rode out of Don Gay Bull Riding, and I won a lot of money on him, and it was pretty fun.
Okay, so that was probably one of your... Okay, so the bull stood it out. So back to the other question, what would be one of the most unusual names that you can remember?
Unusual... a bull called Sue.
Okay, that's a pretty, that's a big, like, yellow, whitish bull, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not nothing normal as a name. You hear a bull called Sue, kind of,
yeah.
It's not right.
Well, if I remember correctly, he's a pretty rank bull.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. If you hear Sue, you probably think, oh, he's probably just so easy laid by a bull, but he was a handful.
Yep. Now, did you make the eight on him?
No.
No?
No.
Are you looking forward to getting on him again, or you had enough of him?
I'll get on him again, but I'm not going to go out and pick him.
Well, just going back to some of the other questions here now, just to kind of give some of the fans a little bit of background about you yourself, where did you grow up, and a little bit about your family. Did you grow up in a rodeo background?
Kind of. My dad and grandpa and them really just was cowboys and stuff. I was always around rodeo. I went to junior rodeos and high school rodeos. My dad didn't rodeo, but we was around it a lot. So it just was natural pretty much, you know, from a young age to where I am now. And I grew up in a little old town, maybe a population of maybe 1,000 people at the most. We had kindergarten through 12th grade was all in one school, so it was pretty small.
Okay, so did you grow up in Louisiana?
Yeah, I grew up in Johnson Valley, Louisiana, right okay. By the Texas line, the Gulf of Mexico, down there at the bottom of a parish called Cameron Parish.
Okay. Well, you outdid me because I grew up in a little town that had a population of about 300, and our school was all, we didn't even have a kindergarten. We started first through 12th grade, and it was all in one building. Well, we had two buildings, but it was all in one location. So I grew up in a smaller town than that. Got you beat on that one. So what age did you actually start riding? Did you say you started on steers, or how did you start riding?
Oh, I started probably like it. Well, I was like six. I rode calves at WJ Youth Rodeo in Winnie. Every winter series they had one. Jerry Nelson and them had that. So you could probably say 7 years old, I was riding, competing in calf riding.
Okay.
And then went on from there to the steer riding and then to junior bulls, then to big bulls and high school bulls.
Okay. So when did you start riding pro? How old were you?
I would say probably 2008. So about 22 years old. 20, somewhere in there, 20, 21.
Okay. Now, have you always ridden in the CBR or
It was mostly some pro rodeos and a few of those PBR deals.
Mm-hmm.
But I did ride some CBRs a long time ago, like probably like 2004 and stuff, you know, like one or two that they would let me in. I didn't get in a whole lot.
Okay. So when you started, I know you've had like a couple of years there that, you know, but why don't you kind of tell us a little bit about the last several years and kind of some of the things. I know you've had some, you know, there with the hurricane and stuff that's kind of happened, and kind of give the fans a little bit of an idea of your story and kind of, you know, a little bit of what you went through there and your, I guess, getting back to riding and everything where you are now.
All right. Yeah, the hurricanes come through 2005, and now in 2006. And it was just kind of stressful. Whenever you have everything, then everything kind of just disappears overnight. And it's kind of something you just don't worry about after a while. You just got to kind of go on about your business. But it will get to you for a little while. And then about 2008, I started kind of going to some pro rodeos and getting my stuff back right. And then I kind of got fined up in 2010, 2009, I guess it was. So I didn't go to no rodeos. I just went to amateur rodeos and bull rides right here in Texas and stuff. And then 2010, my little boy come along. And I kind of just went to work and stuff, you know, kind of keep money in my pocket because I couldn't afford to go to a rodeo and spend all the money that I had working that week and going over there on a maybe and winning money, you know. So I kind of just put it all on a hold. And then 2011, Don Gatenham started having those bull rides and stuff and winning. And I got with them, and Jerry Nelson helped me out a little bit, and Donnie Gay. And now I'm over here with the CBR winning money every weekend, making a living at it.
Well, great. Well, that's definitely what we want to hear. So has your little boy, has that been kind of an inspiration for you as far as your riding and kind of giving you more encouragement?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of it. That's probably 90% of it for sure. I want him to know that I was pretty good and that I wasn't some average bull rider out there just trying to make a name for himself. You know, I'm making a living for him and for me and my girlfriend so we can have money to buy things and buy a place and land for later on.
Well, cool. Now, with your little boy, is that something, would you want him to, when he grows up, would you want him to get into bull riding or would you prefer him not?
Oh, I would like it if he did, but I mean, it's not going to upset me if he didn't, you know, because it's a dangerous sport. You got to love it to do it. And if you don't really love it, then it's probably best not to even try it because it's hard. And but he likes going to bull rides. He goes to the rodeos around the house and stuff. And shoot, he got his ropes and stuff. He likes to rope a little bit too. He ropes the steer dummy outside more than he does anything.
Well, that's good. That's not quite as dangerous. So that might feel a little bit better for mom and dad.
Yeah.
Well, we have another question here from somebody. They say, what safety equipment do you prefer and why?
What safety equipment?
What safety equipment? Now, you don't wear a helmet, so I guess it would be mainly your vest because that's the only other really safety equipment you would have other than a helmet. So what kind of vest do you prefer to wear?
I wear a Phoenix vest. It's a company called Phoenix that makes all the vests for, like, any contestant, bareback rider, saddle bunk rider, bull rider. But, I mean, it's a little protection. It ain't a whole lot, but it'll save you from getting real, real bad injuries.
Mm-hmm. Okay, have you had an instance where with your vest that it has helped you in that kind of situation?
Yeah, like I said, this past year in Fort Worth, I hit right on my chest with that vest and stuff, but it still, it broke my ribs and stuff still, you know?
Yeah.
But it probably could have been worse, you know, if I didn't have a vest on.
Right, right. Well, it's just like a helmet. I mean, those that choose to wear a helmet, it's not going to save you from every, you know, injury,
right,
but it can at least protect you some, and especially not to get, you know, as injured as you would be if you, you know, didn't have the helmet. So
yeah,
obviously, you know, you don't wear a helmet. So is that something that you've thought about, or are you just, what's the reason for not wearing a helmet?
The reason why I don't wear a helmet was because I just wasn't brought up in the helmet. I was brought up in my cowboy hat, and it's just something that I didn't change. And I had opportunities to change it when I was a kid, but my dad gave me the choice, you know, either yes or no. I didn't have to do it, and I chose not to, and that's, and I don't have nothing against the helmet, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
I like seeing people that wear it, because I guess that's what they feel comfortable in other words.
Right.
I just feel comfortable riding in my cowboy hat, because I've been doing it since I was 6 years old in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to take another quick break, and I want to remind everybody when we come back, we're going to have Josh pick our winner from the Guess the Rider contest that we had earlier this week. And remember, if you want to call in, that calling number is 347-637-3485. And remember to press 1 if you want to talk to us. And we're going to listen to Josh Turner, Time is Love. Check out Josh Turner's new album, Punching Bag, that came available yesterday for this song and others. You can learn more about Josh Turner by visiting his website at joshturner.com.
Sunlight shines, but anything I gotta get done, it can get done some other time. Time is love, gotta run, love to hang longer, but I got someone who waits for me, and right now she's where I need to be. Time is love, gotta run. I only get so many minutes, don't wanna spend them all on the clock. In the time that we spent talking, how many kisses have I lost? Time is love, gotta run, love to hang longer, but I got some.
Miss Jerry Nelson with Nutty Jerry's. Come visit us at Nutty Jerry's in Winnie, Texas, and look at us on NuttyJerry's.com. We're having fun on Cutting Up Radio.
And welcome back to the Bull Riding Fan Connection Show, and you were listening to Josh Turner, Time is Love. And we're back with Josh here, and I think we're going to go ahead and have him pick our winner for the Guess the Rider contest. We had 9 correct answers. So I've put all their names down with a number beside their name, 1 to 9. So, Josh, you get to pick a number from 1 through 9, and whichever one that is, it will be the winner of the CBR merchandise package.
Okay. I can pick now?
Yep. Any number, 1 through 9.
I'm going to go with number 8.
Number 8. All right. Well, the winner is Douglas Snyder, and considering as many posts as he put on there, that's a pretty good person to pick.
Yeah.
He was picking his son, said, no, that couldn't be my son because he rides with the other arm and he has a helmet.
He was
just having fun putting a lot of posts on there. But yeah, Douglas Snyder was one of the ones that had the correct answer, and he is the winner of the CBR prize package. So congratulations to Douglas. And I want to give a shout-out to someone that won a CBR T-shirt a couple of shows ago, Rosin, and I've been trying to get in touch with them to get their address so I can send that to them. So, Rosin, if you are listening tonight, please either come on the chat room and connect with us or send me a message on my Bull Riding Fan Connection fan page, or you can send me an email at bullridingfanconnection@aol.com. So, again, Rosin, we need you to get in contact with you so I can send you your CBR T-shirt that you won several shows ago. So, anyway, well, again, I want to give everybody the phone number in case you missed it before. It's 347-637-3485. And if you're online and you want to talk to Josh, just remember to push 1 to let us know that you would like to talk to us. And, Josh, we're coming back to your season and everything and how things are going. Now, we talked about kind of what you've experienced with your career coming to this point. Now, you've got, you know, we've done all the CBR Cinch tours, and you've got a couple of Horizon events. Are you going to any more of the CBR events before the finals?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Fort Worth this weekend, Friday night, to Cowtown. And then New Braunfels next weekend on the 23rd, and then they got one more July the 7th in Gideon. And
okay.
Yeah, I'll be at all of them.
Okay, so you said you're feeling pretty good right now. So how do you feel just going into the finals and your chances of winning the championship?
I feel good. I'm healthy and ready to ride. And, chances look good. I just got to stay on all my bulls, ride each of them jump for jump, not try to make no traps or, you know, excuses. Just go ahead and ride like I do, and I'll be all right.
Okay. Now, do you have any preference on the type of bulls that you prefer to ride?
No. Just as long as I can be some high points so I can win, you know, first or second. I need something that's going to be pretty good, you know, pretty 22-23 point bulls.
Right. Now, does it make a difference if they go into or away from your hand at all? Do you do better one way or the other?
No, I like them either way. Either way is better for me.
Okay. Well, just talking about the different bulls, if you had your choice on your favorite bull to get on, or maybe a bull that you haven't been able to ride that you would like to attempt to get on, what would that bull be?
It would have to be Bugle.
Mm.
Calvert, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good bull.
That's cool. I mean, he's the one to get on probably. I would like to get on him in Cheyenne. It is the first night, you know, kind of something explosive for him to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can definitely make 90 with that bull. And I know there was a round when, you know, I think Cody Whitney won a round on him at the NFR this last year. And it seems, I'm thinking Chandler Bounds also had him.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
And my buddy Tate Harris rode him in Dodge City, Kansas to win the event this year.
Awesome.
So, Yeah, I've seen him a few times, and he's either going to go left right out of there, or is he going to go right, either way. And he looks like a lot of fun. I like him because he's so big and showy looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just a nice-looking bull overall. And he's really strong, he's big, and will definitely get you the points as long as you can stay on him. So that would definitely be something we'd like to see you on. Now, out of all the bulls that you've been on, what's the one that you have liked the least, the one that you would not want to get on again?
Well, I wouldn't want to get on again would have to be I'll Make You Famous. I don't know who owns him or what, but I got him on him in the short round in Fort Worth. And it wasn't his fault, but I got a re-ride on him. He kicked over the bucking chutes and his back feet and hung his foot and just threw me over the front of him. But I didn't get along with him the first jump, it felt like. He just was didn't like the way he was made and stuff and the way he felt when he come out of there.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't feel like he was going to make you famous, huh?
No, he didn't live up to his name that night, or I didn't.
Okay. Now, out of all the events that you've been to, what has been one of the most, this is a question for Christina. She said, what has been the most memorable bull riding moment so far in your career?
Most memorable this year or just... Period.
It says in your career, so anytime, the most memorable bull riding moment in your career.
I probably had to, when I won a Don Gay bull riding deal, winning for the tour deal, it'd be the last bull, little bull called Checho Ray. But it was a pretty good weekend over there. I won like $9,000 that weekend over there. So that would probably be the most memorable one.
Okay. Now, when you're traveling around, do you have any other riders or buddies that you usually travel around with, or do you usually travel by yourself?
No, I've been going with Aaron Pass and Kate Harris to all the bull rides and stuff, but to the rodeos, my little cousin comes with me sometimes, and this 4th of July run, I'm really going with a little buddy called Cooper Davis out of Jasper, Texas. He rides on the CBR now.
Okay. Hey, well, about how far will you normally travel to go, like, to a PRCA rodeo?
To watch in one or to compete in one?
No, to compete in one. About how far would you be willing to drive? You know, when you're going around to the different ones, how far will you usually go to travel to go to one to compete?
So far this year, probably the furthest one has been Florida, Tampa, Florida. But I'm going to North Dakota and Phoenix. Well, it was really Prescott, Arizona, and stuff for the 4th and all that stuff, Cody, Wyoming, and Cheyenne, and pretty much everywhere in the United States I'll go.
Okay. Now, do you drive everywhere, or do you ever fly?
No, I fly a good bit, too, but I mean, I drive and fly, whatever I got to do to get there.
Okay. Now, when you're on the road and you're driving places, what would be some of your... favorite places to stop and eat? If you know that there's going to be one coming up, where would you like to normally stop and eat at?
Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Good choice.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the place to eat. That's the best steak there is.
Okay. Now, if you don't have a choice and you've got to go to a fast food restaurant, what would be your first place for your first choice of fast food?
Down here, I don't know, they have Raising Cane's everywhere in the United States, but down here we have Raising Cane's, but McDonald's probably be the easiest, quickest.
Okay. Now, when you're traveling, do you usually, if you have the time, do you usually try to eat, you know, healthy, good meal steaks when you can, or do you like to just really just go through and get something quick and just get on your way?
I don't like going to drive through at all. I'd rather stop and sit down and eat me a 3 or 4 course meal or, you know, something good. I don't like to eat a whole lot of fast food. It just blows me up, you know. I don't like eating fast food.
Well, that's good.
I'm spoiled to the country stuff out here. We cook every day in our house and stuff, so I like to eat cooked meals.
Well, do you have any particular kind of workout program or anything that you do to try to keep in shape for bull riding?
Yeah, I do a little bit of working out. But I work on a ranch over here when I'm home and stuff, not rodeo, I'm going to bull riding. So I do a lot of physical work, riding horses and working cattle and, you know, I do a lot of that. So that's a lot of work, workout for myself, you know.
Okay, now,
I do have a 24-hour fitness gym over here where I live now. So I ain't doing nothing. Like, if I didn't go to work one day this week, I would go to the gym for a couple hours.
Okay. Now, when you're talking about working cattle and everything, are these your own cattle that you have that you're working?
No, I don't have. It's not my own cattle. It's a ranch that's been around since the early 1900s,
okay.
And it's just this little ranch. Got a couple thousand head of cows, like 100 brood mares, and just it's called the Gray Ranch, Emhart Corporation.
Okay. Now, have you ever participated in any other rodeo events other than bull riding?
Oh, when I was in high school and when I was a kid, I rode calf rope, team rope. I rode bareback too. But after I got out of high school, I didn't do nothing besides ride bulls.
Is that something that you think you'll maybe go back to at a point in your career when you maybe, you know, decide that you don't want to continue getting beat up in bull riding, you might want to go back to roping? Is that something that's an option for later?
Possible, yeah. I probably will go back to roping in a couple of years, you know, whenever I can, you know, but bull riding right now for the next 10 years is where I'm going to be at. But, I mean, I will go rope and stuff. I can compete in roping if I wanted to. But it just costs us too much, you know?
Right. Okay. Well, when you're at home, I know you said, obviously, you're working on the ranch and other things. What kind of things do you do for fun?
Fish and me and my little boy, we got four-wheelers and stuff. We got a little woods by the house. We go riding four-wheelers and shoot squirrels, chase off stray dogs, just like having fun, you know, just normal country kid stuff.
Okay. And how old is your son?
He's 2. He'll be 3 in September.
Okay.
So he's pretty active.
Okay. Well, is he able to realize what dad does as far as riding bulls, or is he just, I mean, is he able to be aware of what you're actually doing, or is it just more that he's there and he just has a good time while he's at a bull riding?
He knows what's going on, but he don't really know what the factor is and all that. But he knows, like, you can tell him we're going to a bull riding. When we get there, he'll say, bull riding? We're at bull riding? But he knows.
I can hear him now. Is that what he's saying, bull riding?
Yeah, he's on bull riding.
Now, does he ever, when he's there with you, does he ever ask you to let him get on one?
No, actually, I brought him behind a bucket of shoes. One time at a little rodeo about a year ago, and they had sheep around. So I brought him back there and put him on top of the bucket shoes and let him watch. Well, one or two went out. Well, the first two that went out pretty much got wrecked out, and they got up crying and hollering and stuff. And I was like, you want to get on one? He's like, no, I ain't getting on. No, no. So he kind of didn't like it at first.
Now, is it? But were you talking about mutton busting or something else that you are watching?
Mutton busting.
Okay.
Sheep riding.
Okay. Well, I'm sure he'll probably get another chance that he'll probably want to do it and get on there. Get him a chance where they're not getting crashed, and then it'll probably look like fun.
Yeah, he don't need to be getting on anything right now anyway, because that's what would happen. It was scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, we actually have another caller on the line with a question for Josh. Ray, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Ray. We've got Josh there. You can go ahead and ask him your question.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, this is Ray from Toledo Bend Lake. Met me a few months ago. And we're just letting you know we're going to support you as far as you can go. We'll be watching.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You remember me? Yeah.
Awesome. I'll have to get back to you.
I said, I met your family. You don't remember me up here, probably.
Yeah, I remember. I know you're talking about.
Good. Good luck in all the events you're going to do, and we're going to be watching.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, man. Stay cool now.
All right, I will.
All right.
All right, bye.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Ray, for calling in. Well, you've got some pretty good supporters there and people that will be cheering you on. Do you have, I know you said your girlfriend, your son comes with you on events. Do you have any other family or anybody that is able to watch you ride or come to any of the events?
Not really. Not no more. My mom and dad did a lot when I was a kid. And, but they'll come around the house and stuff, but they don't go traveling. And Jessica's mom does. She comes every once in a while.
Okay.
But nobody really can come right now because it's everything so far off. And I'll leave on a Thursday to go rodeos and then come back home on a Sunday. So it's too much for everybody to come.
Right, right. Okay, well, when you're talking about the ones that are supporting you, when you were growing up and just started to get into bull riding, who was somebody that you looked up to that, as far as that they're riding that you wanted to maybe be like or that you looked up to their riding style?
When I was growing up, when I was watching bull rides on TV and stuff, it was like Tufts and Jim Sharp and him, so I kind of admired them a lot until I really started riding and competing. Then I kind of looked up to Chris Shivers because he's from Louisiana, and he's a two-time world champ, so he kind of set me off to be who I am now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Now, is Chris Shivers close to you at all? I mean, have y'all had time to, have you ever been able to be around him or anything to compete at the same time?
We have competed at different bull rides, not no CBRs or no rodeos, but yeah, we have competed against each other.
Okay. Well, since it's somebody like that that you had looked up to and then you got to actually ride at the same time, was that like something, I don't know, how does that feel? Is it more of a, do you feel more pressure on yourself when you do that because you want to do well, or is it more just you get more competition that you want to be able to, just be able to show that you're able to do it too? I mean, just how does that feel when you look up to somebody and then you actually are able to ride with them?
It's kind of like I guess I call it stress relief. So you always wanted them to see you ride, and I knew that I can ride, so I was like, well, man, maybe he'll help me out one day that he sees me ride. And after that, it wasn't that bad, you know. I wasn't no pressure or nothing. I just wanted to perform good in front of him, you know. I didn't want to be, oh, man, that guy got one shot, he ain't no good, you know. But it wasn't no pressure or nothing. It was kind of like a release.
Okay. Well, has there been anybody in your career that has really helped you a lot along the way? I know you said that you'd gone to some of the Don Gay events. Was there anybody in particular that has helped you through your career that's either that you go to for advice when you're having some problems or someone that you can just rely on to kind of, you know, help you and encourage you?
Yeah, it would have to be Don Gay. He's one who helped me the last 2 years. I can call him right now and talk to him for an hour. And he's kind of like my friend, you know. He's there to help me. He ain't trying to hurt me or nothing, you know.
Right. Well, you can't do too bad, I guess, advice from, you know, Donnie Gay. He has a few gold buckles, you know, on his belt.
Somebody like him talks and tells you what's going on and tries to help you. You kind of want to respect him and listen to what he got to say. You know, you got to respect somebody like him.
Well, that's one thing I found in bull riding. I don't know about other sports, professional sports, like in basketball and other things, but in bull riding especially, it seems like the ones that have been there already are always there and willing to help the ones that are coming up. And, whether it's at an event or contacting them or schools or whatever, they seem to be real open to that. Have you found that to be true with most of the people that you've come in contact with bull riding?
Yeah, that's what he is. He was more open to me, you know. He kind of just took me like if I was his own kid or something and just done a lot of stuff for me, you know, helped me out a lot. That's how a lot of people need to be. It'd be more open for people, you know, so people can understand what's going on.
Right. Okay. Well, I also wanted to give you a chance before I forget. I wanted to, do you have any sponsors or anything that you would like to shout out to while you're on the show?
Yeah, I'll give a shout out to Jerry Nelson and Nutty Jerry's down there in Winnie. He's the only sponsor I got, Frontier Rodeo Company.
Okay.
But I mean, he's helped me out a lot. Like, I appreciate him a lot.
Okay. Well, are you looking to try to get some more sponsors? And if so, what kind of sponsors would you be looking for?
I would like any sponsor. Any sponsor would help, you know. Cinch, anybody with the CVR, you know, Evan Williams. Heated rifles. Cinch would be nice. I like to wear a cinch. I went and bought a bunch of cinch clothes the other day. New shirts and pants. All kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, great. Well, hopefully that'll turn out, especially, you know, you're having a great season this year, and especially if you get that title, I'm sure you'll have a lot more sponsors, you know, knocking at your door at that time.
Yeah.
Now, I know you're on, you have a Facebook fan page. Is there any other, do you have Twitter or anything else that fans can keep up with you, or is it just your Facebook page?
I just got that Facebook page, but I'm trying to get a little Twitter deal going. I'm not into all the computer stuff. I'm kind of new to all that.
Okay. Well, I think Twitter seems to be one of the more popular things for a lot of the riders to do because you can do it from your phone real easy. And, you know, it's I know even with mine, if I can't get a signal in a lot of things, a lot of times I can get a signal to send a tweet. So that usually works out, and it's pretty quick and, you know, it goes out, and then, you know, it's easy. It's just easy to kind of keep up with like that. You don't have to really worry about doing anything on a page or anything else. So it's a pretty easy thing to get started on. So that way the fans will have another way to keep up with you. So I know they would want to encourage everybody to go to Josh's fan book page. I believe it's Josh Barentine, the professional bull rider or CBR. I'm trying to remember what it says now because I've typed out enough. I think I'd remember, but I'm just.
No, what is it? My girlfriend's the one who put it on there for me.
Well, I'll have the link on my Facebook page after the show again. So we want to encourage all the fans that are listening to go over and like Josh's fan page on Facebook so you can keep up with him and what he's doing and follow him on the way to Cheyenne and cheer him on as he's going for the Go Buckle this year. So any support we can give him will be appreciated. So, Josh, one of the other things I wanted to ask you is through your career, what would you say would be your worst injury that you've had to come back from?
Worst injury would be I got hit in the mouth, broke my jaw, knocked some teeth out, and that's been the worst one so far.
Okay.
It wasn't that fun.
Yeah, probably not. So how long have you had to be out, the longest you've had to be out with an injury?
I would say that one, I stayed out for probably at least, it was 2 months probably.
Wow, okay.
I probably could have come back a lot earlier, but I didn't want to.
Yeah. Well, when you're on the road and you're just got probably one more question, then we'll probably let you go. And just want to just real quick just remind callers, if you had a question for Josh, you need to call in now and press 1 because we're going to be letting him go in just a minute. So if you want to have a question or want to say something, you need to get in there real quick before we let him go. When you're on the road, Josh, and you're at the events, do you like to spend some time going around wherever you're at, or do you like to just kind of chill at the hotel, just kind of what you do when you're at an event, when you're, you know, away from the house and you've got some extra time, you know, to kill?
Yeah, it probably all depends on where I'm at and stuff, if I'll do something. But most of the time I like to just hang out in my motel with my buddies and just relax and have fun and not get all pressured up and work about anything.
Okay. Well, do y'all have anything that y'all like to do? Do y'all just usually watch TV or anything else in particular that y'all do to just kind of wind down and relax, or just talk, or?
Yeah, just talk and watch TV, and, you know, watch something exciting on TV probably, like some kind of game, or basketball, baseball, football, whatever's in season at the time.
Okay.
But that's about it. I mean, sometimes, like in Del Rio, we went to the Air Force base and stuff with Tuff, me and Tate Harris and Aaron Pass, so it's whatever. No, I'm not going to turn nothing down. Somebody asking me to go do something, you know.
Well, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So, other than bull riding, what would be your favorite sport to watch?
Favorite sport to watch would probably be basketball.
Basketball.
I like playing basketball.
Okay. Well, that was kind of my other question. If you weren't a bull rider, what if you had another sport you would play, what would you choose?
Would that be basketball? Yeah, that'd be basketball. Football, I'm too small to play football. They'd probably kill me out there.
Well,
I like basketball. Kind of like an exercise for me.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess we don't have another caller right now, so we're going to go ahead and shut down the phone lines because I don't to give you a chance to get back to your family and everything. But, Josh, we just want to thank you a lot for coming on the show. And is there anybody else you'd like to give a shout-out to before we let you go?
Yeah, to all the fans that are listening out there. Appreciate it and supporting me and everything. I'm going to try my best to be the world champ.
All right. Well, we are definitely supporting you and looking forward to it. And just stay healthy and be safe out there. And good luck on the way. And we're getting a huge, all caps, good luck, Josh, from Cutting Up Radio from Christina.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, we'll have a good evening, Josh, and tell your little boy hi for us. Give him a hug, and we'll be looking forward to seeing him in the future on some sheep when he's a little bit bigger.
Yeah, possible.
All right. Well, you have a good evening, and God bless, and we will hopefully see you pretty soon at an event.
Thanks. I appreciate everything.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Josh. Good night.
Bye.
All right. Well, we just had Josh Berentine on the show, and he is definitely somebody that you can get behind and try and support and cheer him on as he is going towards that CBR World Championship in Cheyenne, Wyoming. He is, like I said, in the number two spot right now, just under 200 points behind Luis Blanco, and they have been battling back and forth this year for that number one spot. So we just want to cheer him on and wish him well as he travels down the road. And we want to just thank our sponsors. I want to thank Ambush Leather that has been sponsoring Bull Riding Fan Connection. We appreciate their support, and we want to encourage you to check them out at ambushleather.com and also go to their Facebook page and like them because they're offering a great thing right now. They are trying to get it's a new page, but they're trying to get more likes over there. And when they get to 225 likes, they're going to be giving away. They're going to have some giveaways. And the first one, I'm not supposed to, I think, say exactly what it is, but it has to do with 2009 PBR Rookie of the Year. No, not 2009, 2008 Rookie of the Year, Reese Cates. And just to give you a hint, it's Ambush Leather, and they do sell gloves to the riders. So, but I'm not saying what it is, but we hope that you'll go over to Ambush Leather and like their page, and when they get to 225 likes, you're going to be doing a giveaway on that page. So go over there and do that so they can have that prize to give away. And we want to encourage you to go to Cutting Up Radio's Facebook page and Bull Riding Fan Connection page and like them. And also check out our websites, cuttingupradio.com and my website at bullriding-fanconnection.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. And we have a lot of things that will be coming up in the next couple of months. I do want to let everybody know that next week I will not be having a show. I'm going to be actually on vacation that day. So we will not be having a show on the 20th, but the following week, the 27th, have an exciting show scheduled. We're going to be having Wiley Peterson and Dustin Elliott on the show. They have started a new venture, a Bull Rider Coach, and they're going to come on the show and discuss that and talk a little bit about it. And I'm not sure if we're going to be opening up for questions, but we'll have more posted about that as it's coming. And I also want to encourage you to go to their page. That's Bull Rider Coach, and like their page. They post some interesting information on there and some tips for bull riders on their Facebook page, and you can also ask them questions on that page. They're going to be having some schools and camps that they have scheduled that will be available in different areas, and you can go to their page and find those events that are scheduled. And so we want to encourage you to go find them and support them in their new venture. And I think we're going to go ahead and close the show out tonight, but I do want to remind you tomorrow to tune in for the Morning Loop on Cutting Up Radio at 8 a.m. Central. And again, we want to thank everybody for listening in tonight, and we're going to close out the show by listening to Jake Owen, Barefoot Blue Jean Knight. You can check out jakeowen.net for more information about Jake. He is on the Brothers of the Sun tour with Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw, Grace Potter, and the Nocturnals. That's a mouthful. So we will close with Jake Owen now, and we want to wish everybody a good evening, and God bless, and we will see you soon.
This is Jerry Nelson with Frontier Rodeo, and you're listening to Cutting Up Radio.
Shining bright, edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood, my buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good. Girls smile when we roll by, they hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Whoa. Never gonna slow down. Whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Blue eyes and auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town and new to me, her ruby red lips was sipping on sweet tea. Shot me a little like a shooting star, so I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Whoa. Never gonna slow down. Whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa, oh, never gonna grow up. Ha, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer. A barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night.
This is Jerry Nelson with Nutty Jerry's. Come visit us at Nutty Jerry's in Winnie, Texas, and look at us on nuttyjerrys.com. We're having fun on Cutting Up Radio.